Boker Tov, everybody. Post Chanukah Sameach. Life goes back to normal. Or at least we hope that life goes back to normal. In the Beit HaMikdash, it's not so clear that after Chanukah, life went right back to normal. Think about it. All these Kohanim, the Chashmonaim, were busy fighting a war. The entire Jewish nation, the majority of the Jewish nation, had been Hellenized. And now we have to bring them back to Teshuvah and bring them back to getting on board. Who's Kasher LaAvodah? Who's able to work in the Beit HaMikdash? Everybody who's Hellenized, Oved Avodah Zarah, Hemir Dato, is Pasul LaAvodah until he does Teshuvah. The Kohanim, who fought the war, are Kohanim Shehari Gued HaNefesh. The Gemara says, Yadecha Damim Maleo, your hands are filled with blood, Yishayahu Navi complains, for killing Zechariah Navi. You killed people, you're not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim anymore, the Gemara says. So all these... Wonderful. So we'll get there. We'll get that. One at a time. The Gemara says that you call Kohen Shehari Gued HaNefesh is Pasul LaAvodah. Kol Kohen, it sounds like every Kohen, which means that even if he killed someone Bishogeg, even if he killed someone Bimezid, even if he does Teshuvah, you're Pasul forever. At the same time, look at the context of the Pasuk. Yadecha Damim Aleihu, Yishayahu Navi is complaining about killing Zechariah. That was mazed in by a Jew, so maybe we can narrow it down to a specific case. This is a big machloket by the Rambam. We can figure out all we want. But the Rambam says, Kohen Shehari Gued HaNefesh, sounds like anybody. Now, does it matter Jew or non-Jew? The Rambam sounds like, you kill someone, you're chayav, whether it's shogeg, whether it's mazed, no matter what, you can never do teshuvah for such a thing, pasul forever, Tzviya Kohen. So how did they work in the Beit HaMikdash? What happened? How did they light the candle? Maybe the Avodah, you can be mekel. Maybe not Pasul Avodah, but how did they do Birkat Kohanim? There was no Birkat Kohanim for months and months and months, for years. After Chanukah, the Gemara is talking about Birkat Kohanim, you're Pasul Birkat Kohanim, not Avodah, sorry. So, what do you do? So the Rambam is a big discussion, whether we hold like this Rambam or not. But the Shulchan Aruch does hold like this Rambam. When it comes to killing somebody, you no matter what, too bad, Pasul. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Yesh Omrim, if he does Teshuvah, we'll bring him back, because we don't want to shut the door. We don't want to shut people out of Judaism. We don't want them to run away to idol worship. We'd rather let them violate this than to disappear from Torah and Judaism altogether. So it's a question, how come we're not similarly lenient when it comes to murder? So in Shulchan Aruch it says to be machmir, the Rama says to be, the minhag is to be meikel, even by murder though. So Svaradim seemingly has to be more machmir. So who are the Chashmonaim, the Makkavim? Are they Svaradim or Ashkenazim? Do they follow the Rambam or not? Maybe it doesn't matter, so let's see. Throughout the course of history, this Sheila has popped up numerous times. In throughout all the world wars in Russia and World War I, especially, and in Medinat Yisrael, you have Jewish soldiers fighting wars. And there are Kohanim among them, and they're going to kill people. So what's the halakha when it comes to these Kohanim? Are they allowed, after they finish the war, are they allowed to continue doing the Siyat Kapayim or not? So... So, basically what it boils down to is an important question of, is there an Isur to kill a Goy? Or even if there is an Isur, or there is no Isur, does it matter when it comes to the Birkat Kohanim? So some say that there is a general Isur, there's a general Lota say, don't kill Goyim. So, you violate it, you're a Pasul, and others say, no, you're only Pasul when you would be Chayav Mitah for killing this person. So there's a prisha that was censored out of the tour. The prisha is a commentary on the tour. The prisha was censored out in Siman Kuf Chav Chet for saying that there is no isur to kill a goy and therefore kohanim are kasher. For it was censored out though, so many achronim didn't see this, and therefore they weren't aware. But if once you say that it's mutar to kill a goy, so already that's much more mekel. And then also in this general context question of do we hold like the Rambam or not? There's a big question of maybe we will hold like the Rambam by Mezid. You kill a person by Mezid, but maybe Bishogeg, we can be Mekel, especially if you do Teshuvah. The Rambam is willing to be Mekel even if you killed the Mezid and did Teshuvah, but at least we'll be Mekel. The Radba says, if you kill Bishogeg and did Teshuvah, but we don't want to do Teshuvah for killing someone at war. We're happy we killed him at war. We want to fight this war. So what do you do? So let's go back a little bit. Russian army. Forced conscription. Forced draft. The Kohanim are put into the army. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that Kohen, he kills somebody, kasher legamrei, in the siyat kapayim. Because even the Rambam, according to the Pri Chadash, even the Rambam holds that a Kohen who's forced to kill somebody is kasher. So you're forced to go to the army, that's the same thing as being forced to kill somebody, Rav Moshe Feinstein says. So that already is heter number one. Heter number two. Whether it be goy or not, once you're forced to kill, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, kasher. Others say also in those types of cases, you don't even know if you killed a Jew. So there's already more to be mekelon if you assume that goyim are okay. There's also all these Torah imperatives to save your life and kill another person shouldn't invalidate you from being a good Kohen. You didn't do anything wrong. You did the right thing by saving somebody. If you didn't shoot the Arab who was coming towards the fence, he could have come on the other side of the fence and killed 100 Jews. So Hashem is punishing you by saying your hands are filled with blood? You can't do Birkat Kohanim anymore. Most importantly, Rav Avadia expresses how important it is, how what a lofty zechut, what a lofty mitzvah, what siyata d'shmaya there is for somebody who gives his life and his time to saving Klal Yisrael at war. People who are part of Tzal and are fighting to save Klal Yisrael are so valuable, and chas v'shalom to think that such a valuable mitzvah could be posel somebody from his siyat kapayim, milchamet mitzvah, is certainly not going to be posel a kohen from his siyat kapayim. You're protecting Eretz Yisrael, protecting Klal Yisrael. So therefore, a Kohen who's a soldier is definitely kasher, even if he kills somebody in battle. According to Rav Avadia and many poskim. There is one opinion who says that regardless, he's pasul. Rav Soloveitchik from across the street, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik from this side of the street, this was his study, this room was his study, and the room next door was his apartment. So Rav Soloveitchik from right here where I'm standing, me, I need to disagree, I'm just pointing out, Rav Soloveitchik says that Dam Rav Shafachta, Divrei Yamim, it says about David HaMelech, you're not allowed to build a Beit HaMikdash because you fought wars. It doesn't matter if they were holy wars. You were fighting for Klal Yisrael. Once you spill blood and you take En Kategor Na'aseh Sanegor, you can't fit the bill of the holy Jew who is going to purely build the Beit HaMikdash. That's the opinion of Soloveitchik. So basically, have a big machloka, and many say that it's Mutar. He's Mutar. Lisakapav. Huh? So that's the next question. What about other applications? What about driving? Person drives. So there's two dinim in driving. There's driving in Great Neck and there's driving outside of Great Neck. If you're driving recklessly like people do in Great Neck and in Manhattan, so that person, he's mezi. You killed somebody be mezi because you were driving like a maniac. So that person, it's much harder to let him get away with doing the siyat kapayim. But let's say he's just driving and randomly a child or an old person, somebody just jumps into the street without looking, and then he hits him and kills him, that might just be Bishogeg or even Ones Gamur, because it's totally beyond your control. It's completely Ones. So there's much more room to be Mekel. Some say it depends whom he killed. Because if he kills, let's say he's a Mohel and he kills a baby by accident, then maybe he doesn't die right away. So there's already room to be Mekel over there because he's doing a mitzvah. It was Bishogeg and he didn't die right away, so you could say other factors got in the way. So too, let's say a person is very, very old, and he jumps into the street and gets run over. Bar Minan. That person might already be a tarefa. He might already be dead. So killing him is not going to be mechayev yumita. So therefore, it's not going to be posel the kohen either.
You're saying God possibly wanted him to die?
But that's not our decision. Beit Din Shalmata has to administer judgment regardless. But because he's already dead, his body is already basically ceasing to function, so then at that point, if he was going to die within the next 12 months, you're not chayav for killing him. So basically, we just distinguish between how one is driving, how one kills the person, and another one is whom he killed. But what about when he goes to court for the accident? And the court says that he is chayav, and he's not. Or the court says you're innocent and he knows that he actually is responsible. So in the halacha really is that it doesn't matter what the court says, because you can always bribe or do whatever it is, or sometimes you can bribe and do whatever it is, so you shouldn't really rely on what the court decision is. The verdict in court should go on what you know. The Maharal Bach says if you know that you're pasul, so then you are pasul. It's not like you can get away with following what other people tell you. If you know you killed a person, you're pasul.
Can you still say
Birkat Kohanim is the only problem, yeah. You're still kasher to Ole Rishon, for sure. So nowadays, this is especially difficult. Rav Unterman, who was the Rav HaRoshi of Eretz Yisrael many years ago, writes that in Chutz La'aretz, this was a halakha that we could talk about very easily. Yeah, so no, 3 times a year, 5 times a year, walk out of shul a little bit earlier. And then walk back inside. Don't do Birkat Kohanim. But when you do Birkat Kohanim every single day, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to tell somebody every single day, in middle of Chazar HaShatz, walk out, and then walk back in. It's very difficult to do that for a person. So we have to do whatever we can to find an avenue of being lenient on such a person who has this difficult situation. So that's why we have numerous questions about car accidents, about killing other people by accident, that come up in the poskim. Rav Chaim David Alevi was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He was also a Prat Yosefnik, huh? Mekor Chaim, in Mekor Chaim HaShalem, which is a Gishmak Sefer, because not only does he tell you the halakha, he gives you his whole hashkafa about the halakha right before it. So we'll get to that in a second, but at the end of the halakha also he gives you a little bit of hashkafa. He says that Bizman HaRishonim, someone does something inappropriate and he becomes Pasul Birkat Kohanim. So fine, tell him not to do Birkat Kohanim anymore. But nowadays, if you tell someone don't do Birkat Kohanim anymore, he's not going to come to shul anymore. He's completely going to go away from Judaism. We don't want to turn them away. So it's better, even though the halakha really follows the Shulchan Aruch on this one, it's better to, not say anything and not when it comes to a real murderer, if he comes up to the Dukhan, you grab him and pull him down. But when it comes to these people, bad, like what can you do? Just like let him do it and don't fight, because otherwise he won't be Jewish anymore in the first place. We discussed last time, a couple times ago, about embarrassing somebody. There's another application. If you embarrass someone and you're chayav mitah, you should give up your life. You're arig v'yavor. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. So it's a whole discussion about Birkat Kohanim. If a Kohen embarrasses somebody, is he now pasul? Because it's as if he killed the person. In conclusion, just quick chazara. We said how there's different applications of this halacha. Bayamim ha'em and bazvan hazeh. When it comes to war, when it comes to cars, and the like, doctors also is a question. A doctor, according to Ramban, it's quoting Shulchan Aruch. If a doctor kills somebody by accident, it's chayav galut b'shogeg. So you have to figure out how do you matir doctors. So some of the poskim say just like a mohel, he's doing a mitzvah, so we're not going to be matmir on him just like a mohel. So that's a different question. Let's say he became a paramedic, let's say somehow he did teshuvah once he became a kohen, once he became a doctor, not once he became a kohen. But anyway, so. In conclusion, with Duchazar, we had these three applications of war, cars, etc. And he pointed out how when a person is saving Klal Yisrael, it's such a zechut. I remember years ago when Ariel Delamani came back from the army, I heard that Rav Ben Chaim asked him, Rav Ben Chaim asked him, Zachita la'arog mishu? He had the zechut of saving Klal Yisrael by killing a terrorist. It's certainly a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help out Am Hashem by giving one's life, putting one's life on the line to protect us. So one shouldn't look at that lightly. At the same time, Rav Sternbach had a case when a police officer in a non-Jewish police country killed somebody because he didn't, even though he didn't need to. He went a little bit too far. And he was a Kohen. What's the halacha? Rav Sternbach says, you need to do teshuvah. If you don't do teshuvah, you're pasul. Like the Ramah says. The Ramah says, you do teshuvah, you're kasher. What's teshuvah for killing somebody unnecessarily? Says Rav Sternbach. Says, realizing that it's wrong to spill blood wholesale. Realizing that it's wrong to kill someone for no reason at all. Because Hashem gave us life. Life is so valuable. And you can't just take that away from somebody. Rav Chaim David Alevi says, we don't hold of this teshuvah heter. And that shows you how much more valuable life is to us. Because even though ein lecha davar ha'omed b'fnei teshuvah, when it comes to killing somebody, you're pasul forever for Birkat Kohanim, no matter what. Shows you how valuable life is to us. We're so destigmatized nowadays. We read the news about death, and all these other abusive things. We don't really appreciate so much. We don't have the sensitivity so much to how terrible these things really are. That somebody's dying every day, every second, whatever it is. These halachot help us develop a greater view of how we should approach these issues every day. I have to make sure that we don't go crazy. But not to become totally fine with the concept of death and still appreciate the matana tova that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. Any questions? Anything unclear? No? Are we working on this? Yeah. One more time? Does he have to go to the mikveh? I don't know if it'll help him. Tumat mit doesn't needs hazaash. Shlishi Shvi, you need to do, you need to have a Parah Adumah. You need to sprinkle the ashes on him twice, you know, on the third day and the seventh day. It's not enough to go to the mikveh. Should he go to the mikveh? Probably, yeah. It's always good to be retire himself. But...
So if he goes to a cemetery, he can't do it with the Sierra
Kapha. Kohen Sher, who does any Avira aside for this, is more or less kasher. Any Avira besides for these. The Rambam, I didn't give that introduction. Then. When it comes to general Kohanim who do Avirot, as long as he's not a murderer and he hasn't killed anybody, we are very lenient. There's questions by a Kohen who marries a Girusha or a Goy. There's a Gemara, there's a question about a Kohen who didn't have a Brit Milah, but I think if you be Nitman Lamet, I have to double check, it's still kasher.
What if he's wasting seed? Isn't that technically considered killing?
Oh, yeah, but it's not. Is it Yarek Yavor? It's a good question. It's a good question. Very good. It's a machloket. Rav Shech always says that. It's a machloket. Whether there's an Isur Aseh or it's a Lot Aseh to waste seed. Certainly not a good thing. I don't think a Kohen who does that is Pasul.
Should get married. I'll hopefully stop. Not the same thing necessarily, but okay.
Good, good, good. Not always the solution, but as Hashem, he'll figure it out. Okay. Chazak Baruch.